within the campus, the facilities here were very poor by today's standards. The computing facilities in 1978-1979, they were just these mainframe computers that used Fortran and card sorters, so you couldn't use computing at all. You had to do everything in different ways, and in the bits of the course where we did need a bit of computing power, you had to book like a year in advance to do it, and then you would get I can't remember whether it was a two-week slot or a bit longer, but it was a very, very small slot, and you would not be allowed to exceed that because there was such a long waiting list. So very, very limited. The library was different then. The library was in the Octagon. The campus is so, so different now. The biology building was almost brand new when I started here. Half of it had been built in 1976, and I started in 1978. And you could really feel how new it was, and it was a pleasure to be there. But all the bit of the campus from the Queen's Building, really, I don't really recognise any of it. Some of it was there. I think arts, the Russian studies were just here at the very end. But a lot of the land has been acquired since I came to university. And the whole student village is totally, totally new, and all the buildings around it. So very, very different place now to what it was. And the halls of residence then were in Woodford, in South Waterford, and I wasn't even really aware that the canal existed. I think the biggest change has been with computing, not just the fact that you can go on computers so easily. In those days, as we used a card sort of system, and it would take you days just to count to 10 on the computer or some stupid little routine. So that alone is a dramatic change. But also Word, for example, when I used to write essays, I used to write the essay in longhand, then I'd cut it into little bits and move it around. So what Word does now with cut and paste. So it would take me days and days and days to do something that you could do in a day now, and probably do it better as well now. And then there's the internet itself, and there's so much information that's available on the internet. It's so easy to find information. I think another thing that's changed is students are much more materialistic now. They have higher expectations now. When I was at university, you got grants or you didn't get grants, and so a lot of students were really hard up. But on the other hand, I have noticed that I do tutorials for students nowadays, and I've noticed that a lot of them have difficulty attending, and they have a lot of financial difficulties because a lot of the students nowadays are married, they've got mortgages. The whole way of living generally has changed in England, and so they have to work to be able to pay their mortgages even though they're studying. So there are still financial problems, but they're different and they're caused by different things nowadays.